A look back at Derby Day 149 on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Welcome to the greatest horse race in the world, the Kentucky Derby. This is the 149th time that they will meet here on the greatest track in the world, Churchill Downs. The surface, of course, Tony Cruz and Terry Miners. Paul Miles will be joining us here in just a little bit, Terry. And already we've had five scratches. We're getting
this is unbelievable. I mean, in all my years of being at the track, I have never heard this many scratches in a major race.
Right.
I mean,
right. There
have been a few, obviously, where we've had multiple scratches, but this week has been a dramatic sort of free fall.
Overcast and 66 degrees. Good morning, I'm Jeff Milby, News Radio 840 WHAS. The favorite for the 149th Kentucky Derby has been scratched this morning. Paul Miles is at Churchill Downs.
Forte was scratched from the race by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission state veterinarian. Co-owner Mike Rapoli says the state vets had concerns about a bruised right front foot.
Pat Forte.
I'm surprised you broke him away from cashing all of his winning tickets, Terry.
That's exactly what he was doing when I went to talk to him a minute ago.
Right?
Hi, Patrick.
Hi, how you doing, Terry?
Great to see you, brother. We wanted to talk with you for many reasons, but the horse Forte is out, and 4D is okay. I've checked his legs. He looks good.
His kin is not okay, but Pat Forte is okay.
Yeah, that's right. I cooled out fine. I'm okay, but I will contest the Derby here.
Would you have been able to go on a bruised foot? I have a bruised foot every day. I have a bruised something every day, right?
Absolutely.
We would still do it, right? We'll be in there in the infield. We'll be riding here till like 10 p.m.
All right, let's jump to the red carpet near Millionaire's Row, Scott Fitzgerald.
And we're down here on the red carpet, and look who we run into, the Beeb himself, Jerry Mathers. Welcome to Louisville, Jerry.
Oh, it's fine. It's a lot of nice people and a lot of good horses.
Have you been to the Derby before?
Yes, I have.
I'll bet you have. When was your last time here?
Oh, a while back. I can't even remember, but right. I always love coming here.
Right, and who do you have for your pick today?
I'll have to go and watch them from out in the middle when they come out.
Oh, all right. Well, I get it.
Everybody's limping.
So what's been going on with Jerry now since, I guess, in your life? What are you up to now?
Well, I do a lot of personal appearances, go all over the world. Even to Beaver Place in about three languages, so it's a lot of fun.
Really? Right. Well, Jerry, it's great to see you here in Louisville. Welcome and enjoy your stay.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. That is the one and only Jerry Mathers. Leave it to Beaver. Here down on the red carpet, I'm Scott Fitzgerald, News Radio 840 WHAS.
Yeah, it sounds about right for the red carpet of the Kentucky Derby. We got the Beeb. 74-year-old Beeb there, Gus.
Yeah, 74. I thought he was older than that.
Forte's not the lead story today. It's Haley Hansen's last day with us.
It
Haley.
Is. Now that is the lead story.
It really is. We buried it for sure.
Yeah, I'm moving up to Chicago. I'm still going to be working with you all later on in the summer, but
right.
I am moving back up to my homeland.
So you covered seven derbies?
This is going to be my eighth, I think.
Eighth derby. All right, we've got Bo out and about. Is he in the infield?
He may be in the infield. He might have ventured out into the regular portion of the masses as well.
Let's find out where he is.
Kentucky Derby 149 continuing to roam the paddock area here. And it looks like I have found two lifelong Derby fans. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Keith Hoffman, and it's Chicago.
Keith, you're from Chicago. And where are you from, sir?
Mike Vidic from Chicago as well. Chicago area.
Keith, Mike, how long have you all been coming to Churchill Downs at the Kentucky Derby?
This man right here has been here every year since 1974, with the exception of one year for the birth of his son. I've been here since 1978. My first Derby was a Triple Crown winner, and his first Derby was a Triple Crown winner.
You guys, Keith, Mike, have a great Derby today. Yeah. Really enjoyed speaking with you all.
It's been a long time. Mike was the best man at my wedding. And it's been a long time.
We're just going to keep coming. The pack is we keep coming until we need physical assistance. Then we'll have to call it a day.
Right. Then our wives said we can't come.
Hey, don't let the party stop, okay?
It's
you guys
not.
Have a great time.
Hey, thanks.
Thank
Enjoy.
You. So I'm Bo Robinson for News Radio 840 WHAS from the Kentucky Derby 149.
Will Clark with the
Will
governor.
Clark, yeah.
Oh, he's got the gov.
This down here in the paddock, the governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, Andy Beshear. Governor, happy Derby Day.
Happy Derby to you. What a great day. We're going to welcome about 140,000 new friends.
It's been an eventful Derby week, but here we are. What are you looking forward to the most?
Well, I have not only Brittany, but Will and Lila here with me today, making real memories with my family. That's what this is all about.
I know you can't officially make a pick because you're going to have to hand out some hardware when this is all said and done, but who are you hoping will meet you out there in that horseshoe of roses?
Well, this year, rooting for Verifying. Brad Cox has been credited with Derby, but he's never been handed the trophy. And for a Louisville trainer, I think it's about time.
Thank you, Governor, and have a good Derby.
You too.
Down here in the paddock with Governor Beshear on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Austin Montgomery from WAMZ and our promotions department is out and about. Austin, where are you?
I happen to find some very, very special people as they walked by, and I'm hanging out with Jenny Fannensteel. She is a master milliner at Forme Millinery Co., and she makes all the hats and all the fascinators that you kind of see that's kind of walking around. So, Jenny, it's good to have you. It's good to catch you while walking by. I know everybody else is tugging at your shoulders to try to get an interview, so thank you for coming on HAS with me.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm a four-time featured milliner of the Kentucky Derby, so I'm very honored to be here and work with them. And yeah, I'm right here now by the red carpet, just trying to take pictures of when I see my hats, and it's just great to see the whole outfit and everything put together.
Right before I met you, there was actually some people that you saw with some of your gear on. What's that like, being able to see other people just wear your inspiration out here?
It's wonderful, because I make hats for people that live all over the world.
Sure.
So to spot one of my hats, a Forme Millinery hat, and to see the whole look put together, I love running up to them and be like, hi, I'm Jenny, I'm the one who made your hat.
I'm looking at the infield and not seeing a lot of space, and that, I haven't seen that in a couple of years. So
it's been a while.
Will it be another record crowd? I don't know. Let's find out with our boy, Dwight Whitten, down in the infield.
All right, Dwight Whitten out here with my people, baby, out in the infield. And, you know, Churchill Downs and the Derby would not be anything without betting. Oh, I don't bet on horses. No, I play something called porta potty roulette, and I'm going to bring up this nice couple right here. What's your name?
Gunny Coe.
Gunny Coe, what's your name?
Lita Fowler.
Lita, okay, listen, Gunny, Lita, I guess you're a military guy, right, Gunny?
Yeah, a few times.
Okay, here's the deal. Out here, beers are like 15, 16 bucks a piece. What are you drinking, Lita?
I'm drinking water.
Oh, okay, well, those are probably $8 a piece. I work on a radio station salary, so my money's tight. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go over here, get in line for the porta can. Last person in has to buy a round for all three of us. Will you agree to that?
Yes.
Will you agree to that?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm drinking tequila, okay? So it's going to be a well drink.
Okay.
Okay, so we're walking over here, getting up by the porta potties. What we got to do, now before we turn around, everybody has to find a door that says occupied. Got it?
Too easy.
Okay, occupied. First person to get in, or last person to get in, pays the round. So let's walk over now and find three. Okay, here's my door.
There's I got one.
Okay, all right, Lena, all right, ready? So we're waiting. You got to wait in line. Lena gets in. Okay, now it's down to me and Gunny.
I'm in.
Okay, crap. From the porta cans playing porta potty roulette. Damn it, I got to buy a round. Dwight Whitten, News Radio 840 WHAS.
All right, we're here with Jack, who is a photographer, taking pictures of all the folks here at Kentucky Derby 149. Is this your first time photographing the Derby?
It's actually my second time.
So far, anything crazy? Looks like everybody has certainly taken it up a notch this year with the wardrobes.
Yeah, it's nothing necessarily out of the ordinary. Of course, there's always the crazy outfits and such, crazy hats, crazy outfits. But
you can tell people who want to get attention, right?
Yes, definitely.
Now, do you have any pick for the Derby at all?
No, I'm just hoping my pick is in focus and looks good.
Okay, there you go. I like it. All right, just pick a number 1 through 19.
I'll pick 7.
All right, I'm going to bet on number 7 to win, just for my man Jack here. Thanks for the time, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Nick Coffey, Kentucky Derby 149 on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Ladies and gentlemen, the annual Derby Day poem from Gus.
From Gus. So, guys, you ever been to one of those Derby fancy Derby parties, Derby Eve parties? Yeah. You been? It's fun. Yeah.
A fancy one?
Fancy one?
No.
I have. I've never been. Never been. The Barnstable Brown is out there, Unbridled.
Yeah.
Derby Eve Gala.
Yeah.
Unstable Clown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've never been. So, I thought, this is the year. We're going to one. So,
yes.
Word got around of a big story going on. In fact, it was out away from the city just a bit. Out off Jace's Road,
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
in an area called Sun Thunder Valley or something like that.
Ding! Ding.
Really a beautiful place. Nice farm. In fact, several King's Barns on the property. Is.
Ding!
And I think it may have been the first year for this big party. Didn't really have a name just yet. They just called it Hit Show, something like that.
Ding!
Right. And boy, it brought the energy, Tony, let me tell you.
Oh, good.
All right, we were having a great time, but you know, all good things kind of come to an end. That's right, yes. Our fake names, well, they caught up to us. They came looking for a guy named Paul Miles and Tony Cruz,
woo!
And that was the end right there.
That would kill any party.
That's right. We made a run for it as fast as we could.
Right, run.
I ruined parties everywhere.
Yeah, got to my truck, the slick machine, affectionately known as Rocket Can, and we bolted out of there.
Ding!
Yeah. Good times
ding!
While it was lasting.
Yes, Rocket Can.
Happy Derby 149, everybody. There
ding,
you go.
Ding!
Please rise as the University of Louisville Marching Band and Cardinal Singers perform My Old Kentucky Home. Road has a very good beginning and goes out to the front. Reincarnate and King's Barns have speed two, and Verifying will join them from the inside. So it's these four early on. Confidence Game and Two Fills drafting in behind them. And then Hit Show to the inside. They're being followed by Rocket Can and Raise Kane. King Russell is next. Cyclone Bishop to the outside. And then comes Mandarin Hero in Disarm. And they're into the stretch. And Two Fills has turned for home on top. King's Barns. Here's Mage coming strongly down the outside. Angel and Empire is putting in his run. And there's one furlong to run. Two Fills on the inside trying to hold up Mage. Mage is taking the lead here as they come into the final 16th. And it is going to be Mage to win the Kentucky Derby. And then it was Two Fills, Angel of Empire, and a photo. Disarm was fourth. Mage has done it in 201.57 seconds.